Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hi, before we start the Thursday show, let's talk about our Amazon link at bobseska.com. Whether you're shopping for yourself or if you're buying music by one of our excellent indie bands, or if you're getting a jump on your holiday shopping without leaving your house, don't forget to use our Amazon link just beneath the logo at bobseska.com. Our special link will take you to the front page of amazon.com where you can go shopping until you're dropping. And by doing so through our link, we receive a teeny tiny commission on some of your purchases. Thanks for shopping through our Amazon link, and now let the cartoons begin.
Broadcasting from Resistance Headquarters.
Relentlessly fighting back against the clown dictator and his regime of deplorables.
Never give up, never surrender.
This is the Bob Seska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horror-thon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy, happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween, Silver Shamrock.
Happy Halloween.
Bob Seska.
I'm going to devil. Now kindly undo these straps.
The Bob Seska Show.
It gets increasingly psychotic here on the show as we get closer to Halloween. From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, Rocktober 29, 2020, and this is the Bob Seska Show presented by BubbleGenius.com. Hi, what's up? My name is Bob.
Hello, Bob.
What's up? Day 1,379 of the Trump crisis, five days until the 2020 presidential election. And you know what? We have a mystery guest today. So before we bring our mystery guest in, we got to bring in the Goth Ninjas! It is Jody Hamilton from the From the Bunker podcast, from-the-bunker.com, also at sexyliberal.com. It is your podcast superstation, Sexy Liberal, and the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. And of course, David Ferguson, we call him T-Rex from the T-Rex Report podcast, patreon.com/the T-Rex Report. Also at astralsummer.bandcamp.com. Okay. We all here.
Yeah, namaste, cocksuckers.
So the Goth Ninjas are officially here. That obscenity heralds in the start of a Thursday show. But before we continue on, we have a very special mystery guest today. So, oh yeah, guess who's here? The great, the one and only Mary Trump is here today on the Thursday show. Mary, hello.
This isn't video because I'm blushing right now.
It is so cool of you to take some time out. You've got to be, I mean, Lawrence O'Donnell
alone.
So
we're on the Enterprise, right? What are our jobs? I guess you're the captain, Bob. Yeah, we hear the Star Trek theme.
Yeah, right.
You're
right.
Like a visiting captain from another spacecraft.
I'm not wearing a red jersey.
There you go.
So, yeah, Mary Trump is here. Thank you so much for taking time out just to be on this little show with all of our 9 listeners, and especially now with just 5 days to go before the election. I'm sure you've noticed, Mary, right out of the chute that your uncle's brainworms are, oh my God, have you seen some of the rallies recently? What's your take? I mean, he's just completely throwing aside any pretense of telling the truth whatsoever, right?
Well, that is less surprising than the fact that he's also throwing out any pretense that he gives a shit about his supporters.
That's right.
I mean, we know that, but he's actually saying it to their faces.
And
that
includes leaving him in the dark
next to an airstrip. Infamous Martha McSally.
Yeah. Mm. By the way, that'd be the first time David interrupts you today on this show.
So, yeah, sorry.
Welcome aboard. You're officially now a cast member on the Thursday show. You've been interrupted.
I just kept talking, though.
Okay, good. But yeah, so
you got to talk about Oklahoma, though.
Yeah. Well, you were saying about Nebraska, about how he left all those people out on the tarmac to freeze to death. I mean, that's pretty much indicative of the whole goddamn thing, isn't it? I mean, they're still going to vote for him. Every single one, even the people who had hypothermia and were taken to the hospital. Those people are just like, oh, yes, he's still my guy. I love him so much, even though he left me for dead, right?
And so is metaphor, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So, no, irony slashed her wrists and left a note.
It's irony is just
no funeral.
Bleeding out.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
They will follow him down any possible road, even if it means leaving grandma out to freeze to death at, you know, whatever it was. I mean, all I could think about when I saw that videotape is how sad it looked. It seemed like I kept hearing this as I'm watching the video, and it was just
right now, starving and cold. Trump supporters are walking about in the cold.
Can you donate 65 cents a day? Just a cup of coffee. That's all.
Oh my God.
Well, the worst thing is, like, these are adult human beings with agency, you know?
Yeah, right.
So Schadenfreude is perfectly acceptable.
Okay, good,
well,
good.
The thing, the excuse that was given by the campaign was there was only a one-way road in. So my thing is, like, as a producer, if I have to shuttle people back and forth, you leave one shuttle always at the parking lot, and you leave, once everybody's been picked up and moved to where you need them, then you bring all the shuttles back, and wait, it's a tarmac. There's room.
Yes,
and
exactly.
You leave them there until the thing is over, and then you start loading people up, and you send the one back, you know, to load, and you start doing it that way. It's not that difficult.
And of course,
you would be fired, and his advance person is probably going to get promoted.
Oh my God, yes. The advance guy will be chief of staff before this before this is all wrapped up. And of course, we have a great Rocky Mountain Mike song about the debacle in Nebraska.
If you see thermometer at the side of the road, this is 15 degrees on the tarmac.
You're a tarmac.
Too hearty, so hurry up before we are the Donner Party.
The
Donner
Party is the only place where we can freeze together. Tarmac baby.
The tarmac baby.
Tarmac, it's a tarmac. Tarmac, it's a tarmac.
Yep. Oh, my God. Okay. Marion Ann Arbor.
Buses.
Rocky Mountain Mike. That is an instant classic right there. Oh, brilliant.
Oh, that is right. Over the edge. I literally have tears streaming down my
neighborhood. It's literally in my neighborhood, guys.
I got some lips in
there. About a mile and a half from where the original Love Shack burned down in Athens, Georgia.
Oh, geez. Oh, geez. See, that's my upper Midwest accent.
Mike.
Oh, geez. So, Mary, I have to ask you, you're a psychologist. How the hell are we supposed to deal with the next 5 days without completely falling over the edge of, you know, despair and like a nervous breakdown? Because if you were to walk up and pop a paper bag right behind my head, I think my heart would burst out of my mouth and that would be it for me. So how do we
well, it's
get?
It's a good thing you're trapped in your house.
Exactly.
You're not yeah. Your no kidding. See, I have a great advantage. I have PTSD, so I will just randomly dissociate, which is going to be really easy for me. I have to be honest. I'm stumped. It's the levels of stress I'm hearing people talking about on Twitter because mm-hmm. that's like my only contact with the outside world.
Yeah, right.
If you can even call it that, it's pretty alarming. I think that in a weird way, like a huge disadvantage, at least for me personally, and I think other people are feeling this too, is like it's impossible to see past November 3rd.
Yeah, I know.
Because our possible futures are so wildly different that could also make you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, since we don't know, like we can't really worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yeah. we just have to, I would just like stick to a routine if you have one, stay, you know, take timeouts, tap out when you need to, whether that's just, you know, watching a stupid movie or taking a walk or, I don't know, dare I say, drink vodka.
oh, that's a great idea.
That's an excellent idea.
And you can do that while you're watching the movie and taking the walk. So,
yes.
You know.
Jody does.
I know that's not very helpful, really, but I honestly don't know, because who's ever been in this kind of situation before?
I'm finding very therapeutic is writing letters.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Writing letters to people, because, you know, at some point, someone in history, your niece, your nephew, your grandkid, whoever mm-hmm. is going to like dig this up and be like, oh, this is what they were thinking right when things were so crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, like putting it down on paper and not in a click-awayable format like Twitter or whatever, where you can get easily distracted. It puts it in a containable. You get perspective, literally, by looking at the thing on the paper and being like, okay, it's there on the paper. It can't hurt me.
Right. Did you send those documents to Tucker Carlson? Is that what you're saying, David? Did you?
No, I
no,
did.
No, but you know what? I wrote a letter to Mary, and it was in fountain pen ink, and the cat knocked my cup of coffee over, and the whole
thing. Is that what happened? Weird. I'm still waiting.
Yeah. Sorry. I had to write to
But you. Actually, you know, David makes a good point. Do something deliberate. Like, don't wait until you're losing your mind.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking, well, it's really rainy here right now, but like, if the sun ever comes out, like, I'm just going to force myself, like, to go down to the beach and read a book.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
Right? Just like, plan it, count on it. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but at least it's something that I have on my schedule, you know, instead of waiting for the nervous breakdown to come. And also, I'm actually, this might sound weird, but I'm finding interacting with people on Twitter actually helpful.
Yeah.
Because I don't follow anybody who doesn't like agree with me 100%. So.
Right. It makes so much sense. There's like, you know, there's a community feel about social media, and we bust on Twitter a lot. I mean, all of us do at one point or another. Oh, it's just Twitter. It's the crazy zone. But it's actually kind of comforting, because you go in and you see the same group of people. It's like, you know, you're kind of visiting with friends as you're on there. And then of course, things always go horribly awry once you're on there for any longer than 15 minutes.
As it were.
Yeah, exactly. But I know exactly what you're talking about, Mary, when it comes to thinking that there's nothing after the third. In fact, I can't even imagine doing the show after Tuesday. It's just like, right? I'm like, no, there's just a big blank slate. It's like nothingness after that, a complete vacuum.
Oh,
and it's
no,
only
trust
because
me. There's going to be arguments and court cases.
I don't think so.
Wait, but just I'm only talking about it in terms of my ability to conceptualize past it. Obviously, stuff is going to happen.
Oh, you right,
know,
right.
Remember, like, course, 20 months ago, you know, when you were like, Bob would be like, guys, it's April, and in a year, it's going to be April. We're like, oh, yeah, right. Wow, man.
Yeah.
And now here we are. We're down into the like days you can count, I mean, on your hand.
Yeah. And you know what? I've even been finding, too, that addressing the president's nonsense, like
Donald's?
We were talking with Donald. Yes, exactly.
Donald,
Before I get into a couple of these quotes. Yes. Please explain the advantage to calling the president Donald, Mary.
He hates it. I think that's all.
That's enough for
me. Pretty much all we need to know. But also, like, he doesn't deserve the title. He's done more than anybody in our history to disgrace and disrespect the office. And I don't think he was legitimately elected anyway. But let's put that aside.
Right.
Mostly, he hates it.
I wonder why it is. Because wasn't his nickname for the longest time the Donald? I mean, that's kind of we were all, at least those of us here on the East Coast, we're all familiar with Trump as being
always going to be Donnie Taters to me.
Donnie Taters. That's the best. Yeah. That is one of my favorite stories. And someone made a great meme of him with a big bowl of mashed potatoes overturned on his head, and he's got a sad, frowny face.
Look, dictator.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah.
I will be forever disappointed that Joe Biden didn't come out with a bowl of mashed potatoes during the first debate.
Oh, that would have been so brilliant.
You just stand there, Ethan, with obvious relish.
Yeah, like with a big wooden spoon, just a giant bowl with a big wooden spoon.
Or maybe at a front seat in the galley, like that guy whose name I can't pronounce that the president, Donald Broughton, forgot to mention.
The guy, one of Hunter's business partners or something.
Joe would be like, I'd like to point to my friend here in the first row of 50 pounds of mashed potatoes in a vat.
Yeah, right.
He's grown up a bit since he was thrown over Donald's head.
Well, so, gang, here's the deal. In California, apparently, you have special masks, right, Jody?
Yes. We do.
And you can't, under any circumstances, take that mask off.
No.
You have to eat through the mask.
Yes.
It's a very complex mechanism, this California mask.
Very, very, very difficult. You get arrested, actually, if you're seen about town without the feed bag or
Doesn't each mask come with a member of the National Guard?
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Oh, man. Yes. You guys get so much more for your tax dollar than we do.
I know. Well, we do. We do. We're very good about that. No, I mean, when he said that, I was like, what the fuck is he talking about?
I'm telling you know? The brain worms, man. The brain worms have taken over. I mean, we've been watching the brain worms on the march from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And now they're giving him all their instructions.
Did you hear him the other day?
But I wonder, though, how much of it is an act, because we heard him on the phone with Woodward.
Yeah.
And that was the most disturbing thing of the year to me, was to hear him sounding so rational.
Right.
Right.
Well, didn't he say the other day that he was going to vanquish the vaccine?
Yes.
We don't want the vaccines vanquished.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The same day that, of course, Junior was making a big deal about Biden's alleged cognitive issues that aren't really a thing, but, you know, they desperately want them to be so they can distract from the fact that their guy said, we will vanquish the vaccine. And talking about this special mask in California that you have to eat through. I guess the eating part was his lame attempt at a joke. And as we learned from Michael Cohen, Donald doesn't joke.
I just wondered, has anyone ever heard Trump laugh?
Yeah.
That's Donald?
Yeah, I've never seen him laugh. I mean, I've seen a kind of like, ha, bark of like sardonic dominance, but like...
But think about why that might be, because my grandfather also didn't laugh and had no sense of humor. And don't get me wrong, like if you met him, you would think my grandfather was a perfectly cheerful person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he was in control of everything. He had nothing not to be cheerful about, but he wasn't funny and he didn't appreciate humor. My dad, on the other hand, was a really funny guy. Mm-hmm. But when you... give yourself over, kind of like me after listening to Rocky Mountain Mike's song today. Like, I was hysterical. I was like crying. And if like somebody had come into my house to rob me, I would have just been like, go ahead, I'm crying because I'm laughing so hard. So it makes you vulnerable. And Donald can't bear to be vulnerable, because vulnerability, which by the way, is necessary in order to be creative and really connected, also makes you susceptible. You know, you have to put your guard down.
Yeah,
right. It's also semi-involuntary. I was thinking about it the other day, as you know, someone who tries to be funny, and you're trying to elicit this spontaneous reaction from people that they don't really have a whole lot of control over.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, babies laugh.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard to keep yourself. Anyone who's ever been to church, you know, like my mother took my brother and I to a funeral when we were 15, and that orator guy is going, you know, here, you know, a good friend, an honest lawyer, a great companion. And my brother's like, how many people are getting buried here today? And
well, yeah, it's like Mary Tyler Moore at the funeral where the guy sat on by an elephant.
Oh,
you know, chuckles. Thank you. Chuckles to Glenn. But you know, you can train yourself over a lifetime out of spontaneity, you know, if the stakes are high enough.
What I've observed, and I'd love to hear your take on this, Mary, is when he does laugh, and I even hesitate to call it a laugh, it's a chuckle. And sometimes what it is it's a sinister kind of fuck you kind of chuckle. Like, that's what he does.
Yeah, It's a sneer.
Yeah, but it's usually at the expense of someone else. Usually he's busting on people, like he does more and more often now during his rallies, too. Like he brings a whole entourage of other Republicans along so he can point to them. And he was doing this whole thing with Martha McSally in Arizona yesterday, where he's like, get up here.
So
get,
weird.
Get up here. Come on. Move it. Move it. Move it. You got five. Yeah, you got 5 seconds. Oh, my God. He just went
I mean, she totally deserved it, but it was grotesque.
Yeah, that's right. But just to see him behaving that way to his own people, it all fits in with the broader theme of infecting them with COVID, leaving them for dead on a tarmac in the middle of, you know, October.
Also the backhand of, like, suburban women, please like me. I saved your damn neighborhood. And it's like, it's such abuser logic.
Yeah, it
you
really
know,
is.
You must like me because I did all these things for you that you didn't ask me to do, and I didn't really do them.
And I'm getting your husband's jobs.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, thank God. I mean, jeez.
My husband will be super thrilled.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to get me one of those.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, otherwise you'll never have an income, Mary.
Apparently not.
You can borrow mine. He's super cute. Well, it's like a hug in human form. And really speaking of
mine's really pretty, Mary. So, I mean, you know.
He is.
Yeah.
He's a rock star.
I have a gorgeous girlfriend who, by the way, has been referring to him as Donald from the very beginning.
Yeah,
I will say this. Kimberly Johnson, whose show you were also on, Mary. I love that. And I'm glad that there's now kind of an official psychological justification for actually doing it. But
do you have any of the audio of the mid, Bob, of the not tiny Trump, but seventh grade Trump?
Why?
Yeah, because I want that's the most Donald of his voices.
Okay, no,
that's who I hear. You know, sweaty seventh grade bullet point on the upper lip.
Yeah, all I've
I'm
got,
Eric.
All I've got handy is tiny Trump.
You can't let that happen to me.
There he is. Let him out of his cigar box for a few minutes here, and then he's going to bite me. I mean, he's a biter, this guy. I mean, you stick Tiny Trump in a cigar box. He's happy there for a while, but you roll him out. Man, he's bitey. Okay. You know, one of the things we talk about here a lot on the show, Mary, is Donald Trump and his jetpacks made of beef, where Donald can say anything and his red hat disciples will believe it. I mean, he can get up in front of his crowd and say, yes, I have given every man, woman, and child, past tense, I have given every man, woman, and child in America their very own jetpacks made of beef. And of course,
fired up, Bob.
Well, it's good that he did that already, since we're gonna steal all the cows after
right
Biden gets it.
That's so, right. And we of course we have the sound of the jetpacks made. There we go. There they go. That was the sound.
We don't do that together, Mary. It's a custom here.
That's the sound of four grown-ups making a extended fart noise. By the way, just make sure we're totally clear on what we just did. But
so they're fueled by methane.
His latest jetpack.
You're now really all the way in.
Yes, that's right. Welcome to my nightmare. So his latest jetpack made of beef is the GDP numbers, the economic numbers that came out today. This is unbelievable. And I kind of called this, that he was going to take whatever number dropped at the end of the third quarter and inflate it into some gigantic success, you know, because he's just a cheerleader for America. But he saw these GDP numbers, which showed that the American economy has still declined by 3.5% since the beginning of the year. I mean, this is not good. This is just a less catastrophic catastrophe is what he's involved in right now. But yet he still tweeted today, GDP numbers just announced, biggest and best in the history of our country, and not even close. Next year will be fantastic. However, sleepy Joe Biden and his proposed record-setting tax increase would kill it all. So glad this great GDP number came out before November 3rd. And there it is. First of all, I have to say that I'm always a little hesitant to believe anything that comes out of Wilbur Ross's Commerce Department. I'm sorry. I don't mean to get conspiratorial here, but we've watched this for the last 3.5 years. Donald Trump purging the federal government of anyone who is disloyal to him. And now he's actually made it official that he can really do this now with this new, I guess it's an executive order about firing lifetime employees, I mean, firing actual bureaucrats. Yeah. But, you know, there's lots of praise and discussion of records being set going around right now. And guess what? It only took 225,000 Americans. I mean, right. You know.
But it's like he set your house on fire and then ran in and saved you. And it's like, I got you out in record time.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the way it is.
I have a house.
Anyone could have done this if they just simply said, well, you know what? We're going to ignore all the rules and just randomly reopen right here at the height of the initial height of the infection curve in May. Suddenly, liberate Michigan, liberate Virginia. Let's reopen now. And that's why the economy jumped up so much here.
Briefly.
Yeah, briefly. And that's going to not be that way for too much longer. And
no, I believe Wisconsin has a 34% positivity rate right now.
Yeah. Jesus. Oh, my God. So I don't mean to sound gleeful at this because none of this is good news. But what I'm saying is the way it's being spun right now by the usual suspects, Trump with his jetpacks made of beef. I mean, even Ivanka today, a 33.1% growth in GDP, the best ever, should end any argument about a Trump-led economic recovery. Real Donald Trump is restoring the pre-COVID economy that Americans loved. As POTUS says, the best is yet to come.
Her voice, like you have a sexy secret. Real Donald Trump is leading us ahead in a recovering economy.
Get ready. Get ready for 2024. That's my big reaction.
Oh, God. No.
Real hard to run in that jumpsuit.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, that's ultimately the thing. I mean, if we do our jobs as American citizens and hold all these people accountable, then there will be no Ivanka run. And
no, there won't.
But didn't
not if they televise the trials, which is what I'm all in for. Like, again, TV networks, if you're listening and you're worried about your traffic and your viewership falling off after the election, remember, we will watch every minute of "My Name's Eric" squirming on the stand with food in his teeth.
Yeah.
You know,
by the way, David, I should tell you that Stephanie Miller has picked up on the "My Name's Eric" joke. And so you are now influencing multiple shows across
I'm
the board.
Eric.
Yeah, perfect.
Good to know.
All right.
I have a question, though, for Mary. Why is Donald's diction, like his word choice and flow,
industry,
so painful to industry, listen to? Yeah. Why does listening to him talk hurt? Like, it makes me feel like my brain has been plunged into a vat of particularly stupid worms. Like,
wow.
That's a pile.
I did, and I think it's unfair to worms.
stupid worms. Rather, stupid worms. Trump supporting worms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my leopard gecko would be happy about that. But let me see. It's because he's vile.
Yeah.
Mm. He's vile on every level. There is not. I have tried to think about this because I'm a masochist. But, you know, just because
I do the same thing. Like, I turn up the radio when the terrible song comes on so I can hate it in detail so I can figure out why it bothers me so much. So go.
Well,
go.
I mean, but
you're among friends.
It's not entirely masochistic because there was a purpose to this. I was trying as a thought experiment to come up with one redeeming characteristic as trying to get some insight into why anybody would support him.
Mm.
And there isn't one.
Yeah.
There's not one.
This leads me to another line of discussion, which is the serious white male idiocrat problem that we have in this country. And there was a CNN poll that was out yesterday that was immensely shocking just to see it. And again, this is not new information. We've been kind of observing this for a while. But again, whenever it slaps you right in the face, you kind of have no choice but to react. And that's what I certainly did. I wrote a whole piece for The Banter about it yesterday. And the problem here is that it doesn't go away when Donald goes away. And my concern is that win or lose, we're still going to be dealing with this rather large faction of people who just are so easily led by a con man. And I really hesitate to use the word idiots. I really hate to use the word morons. But sometimes you look at this level of dedication to someone who is flagrantly flim-flamming them, someone who is taking advantage of their naivete and exploiting that for political gain. And you got to go, Well, at some point, they should realize that they're being screwed with their pants on. And so it's exemplified in, you know, having these super spreader rallies, leaving them on our tarmac in Nebraska, not really caring and saying that, oh, yeah, by the way, if I lose in Iowa, I'm never coming back here again. I'm not going to deal with you rubes in Erie, Pennsylvania ever again. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay. He's the guy.
They take that as incentive to vote.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So
I think part of what's going on, I've talked about before about the addiction model, how I feel like on some level, many of them know that it's wrong to be racist, to be hateful, but they get a little squirt of dopamine out of it and they get to belong to a club.
Mm-hmm.
And that like is kind of what binds them together. I think the key to like helping unravel that afterwards is getting their anger pointed in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just being like, look, we understand you're angry. You should be. Yeah. The American system has failed you. But it's not the feminists and the black people
right.
and the trans women and the gays and that did this to you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the very people you've been donating to.
Well, okay, there has never been a more important time to have a supply of reliable respirator face masks. From increasing group events to the rise in COVID cases in this country, wearing a face mask is the first line of defense against getting sick. The director of the CDC testified under oath before Congress that wearing a face mask was more important than getting a vaccine when it comes to reducing the spread of COVID in our country. Only respirator face masks provide medical-grade protection, and only FDA-authorized respirator masks provide the quality required. TheNewDealShop.com has FDA-authorized respirator masks ready to ship right now, and every pouch comes with verifiable anti-fraud labeling, so you know they work. Trust the masks medical professionals are using. Go to TheNewDealShop.com and get FDA-authorized U.S. tested respirator face masks now with free immediate shipping for my listeners. Bulk pricing is available so you can get the masks you need affordably and quickly. Go to thenewdealshop.com now and get FDA authorized respirator masks. Keep yourself and keep your family safer and healthier this fall. That's thenewdealshop.com. Thank you.
The Bob Seska Show.
Down, please. You weren't called. I told you already. If he wanted to come back in, I'd love to have him come. But you can't just stand up and scream. I was saying to somebody else, too.
Is that correct?
I want to be American, like the people on TV. Everybody's so much taller.
From Wellington, New Zealand.
Nice.
It still kind of impresses me that people in other countries listen to this show. Kind of crazy. Yeah, this is Never Was right here. Wannabe American is the name of the song from their brand new EP. It's called The Elysian. I think that's how you pronounce it. Yeah, the best
it kind
of international rock.
Reminds me of Joe Jackson.
Joe yes. Jackson, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Yeah, love it. Never Was, so great. And of course, I want to go and live. If Donald Trump is reelected, I think I'm going to live in New Zealand. That's bye, everybody.
So no, they don't want us.
Oh, yeah, that's
they don't
true.
Want us. They don't we're want germ, us. We're plague pinatas. Yeah.
My brother and sisters are trying to get dual citizenship in Canada because their mom was Canadian by birth.
Oh,
so they're right. able to? Yeah. They're applying for it right now. Gloria didn't become a citizen in the United States until 2008. So hopefully they can do that. And hopefully none of us has to move. I'm looking in Puerto Vallarta in real estate down there. So
see, that's the way to go. Because you know what? I was looking at Toronto. I mean, in all seriousness.
There's a house in my husband's family in Puerto Rico on a nice high hilltop so it won't flood in a hurricane.
Oh, man.
It's got four bedrooms, but...
Four bedrooms? What's the monthly rent, just out of curiosity? Asking for a friend.
$435.
Is that it?
I was looking at a house in Puerto Vallarta that's like a five-bedroom, four-bath, four-and-a-half-bath house. Huge property, right? And the property taxes, $85 a year.
Oh, my God. See, now that's going to be a new feature on the show if Donald Trump is reelected.
Yes, you know, it's real estate time.
Yeah, it's real estate time. We're going to give real estate tips for rentals outside of the country. If you're fleeing the country due to political persecution.
So you'd still be in Puerto Rico, and he hates Puerto Rico. So exactly.
That's true. Exactly. And you know,
he even tried to sell it. I've managed to keep that news from my husband that he does not know that at some point Trump was trying to, and anytime anyone
sell
starts to bring
territory.
It up, yeah, I'm like, oh, you know, Greenland, we were going to go, that's a strategic place. Got a lot of valuable minerals.
Well, right. Yeah. I was convinced that he didn't know that Puerto Rico was part of the United States for the
he
longest
doesn't.
Time. Yeah.
He doesn't.
He may still not.
Greenland is strategic.
There,
place.
There you go, David.
Up there. And they got a lot of valuable
minerals.
I don't want to predict an outcome. I'm just saying the president.
Looking at all his options.
And I definitively can't say definitively.
Greenland is a strategic place, Chuck Todd. And he was on Fox News, which is right. one of my favorite parts of that. So the rising idiocracy, and that's why I think maintaining a large coalition as we possibly can of voters is going to be mandatory. I mean, we're all not, I mean, it's going to be, there's going to be some infighting. I mean, obviously, some of the really progressive members of the Democratic Party are going to get into some headbutting and some shovel fighting with some of the never-Trumper people and so on. Right. But if we can maintain the coalition, then we keep the white male idiocrats in check, right? And
right.
Because, I mean, the alternative is too harrowing to even consider. Like, can we really let our guard down long enough and let these people reascend? Because they're going away. I mean, remember in 2008... Even though Barack Obama won by a significant margin in the Electoral College, there was still this Tea Party that kind of emerged out of the Sarah Palin rallies, which were kind of like proto-Donald Trump rallies. I mean, that's... You remember?
I kind of have this gut feeling, though, that if we win this right, we rout them hard enough...
Did someone just get hit by a plank or something?
It was... No, not me. I'm sorry. I was going to say something. It wasn't me.
All right.
Well, I think, you know, one problem is the Republicans are so much better at being the effective minority than we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is why one prescription for that is to have such a huge repudiation of this horror.
Right.
Or these horrors we've been living through.
That's what I was going to say. Finish, Mary.
Oh, well, then. I knew that. And then I hit somebody over the head with a plank, so I would make you forget
that. That's why
that.
David couldn't remember. Exactly.
Beat me to the point. You were on the opposite team on debate with me in college, weren't you?
That was me. Yes.
Still got a scar on my right eyebrow. No, I was going to say, like, I mean, you know, it's like hip-hop. It's like nothing is more whack-sounding than last year's hit record.
Yeah.
That just saturated everywhere, and you got so sick of it. And I have a feeling that, and if we play it right, and if we punish people proportionately, we will see a repudiation of this kind of know-nothing bully politics.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
I had a weird dream last night that I was on the phone with James Lachlan, or whatever. It's not James, Lachlan Murdoch.
Oh my God! You had a dream about one of the Murdoch kids.
Wait a minute.
The one that broke free, and he was explaining to me how they were going to have to restructure after the election.
What did you eat before you went to bed?
Yeah, don't do that anymore.
Yeah, please. Did you have a Trump steak before you went to bed?
He's the nice one, you guys. He's the one that quit because he couldn't take it anymore. But anyway.
So seriously, David, you had the last Trump steak from a Sharper Image store right before you went to bed. That's what.
And swigged it down with some Trump vodka.
Last night, actually, it was a flourless chocolate torte that I made.
Remind me not to have that.
Yeah, please. Yeah. I don't want to be dreaming about, you know, the cast of Billions or whatever that.
I keep like baking and baking and cooking and baking. And Ben and I, it's weird because we're walking all the time. Gets us nowhere to go. So we just walk around the house and stuff and walk around the block.
Yeah.
But it's just like the night of the vice presidential debate, I made a blueberry pie because I just needed to do something with my hands besides strangle the air.
That's, you know, like, see, now that's proactive. That's healthy. I just sit here and stew. I just sit here and kind of clench my facial muscles and just stare at the poll. I refresh Real Clear Politics over and over and over again. Maybe something's changed. What's their no toss-up map look like? Oh, my God, Georgia's off the no toss-up map. Oh, what am I going to do with my life? It's a lot better. Baking something, man, I may take that up if only I knew how to bake.
It's not hard.
Take yourself for a walk. Like, if you were your dog and you were watching yourself be that agitated around the apartment, what would you do?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
You'd take yourself outside and walk around the block and let you check your P-mail.
Yeah, right, right. Well, continuing on here, David Farenthold has a brand new report out. Is someone playing patty cake or something? What is that?
Who's typing?
Wasn't me.
I just heard. Maybe the same hacker who got Tucker Carlson's top secret documents.
Or Trump's Twitter account.
I don't know anything about
account,
this Tucker Carlson.
MAGA 2020.
Okay. This is news.
All right, well, let me explain this. I'm going to explain this to David, everyone. So what happened here is Tucker Carlson the other night got on the air and said that they received, his producers and Tucker Carlson himself, I guess it was just his producers, received top secret documents proving Hunter Biden crimes, yada, 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 something, something, Joe Biden, maybe Ukraine, Burisma, I don't know what. Or, I'm sorry, Burisma, because that's how they
Burisma,
pronounce it.
Exactly.
Burisma, Bisma, Bobisma, Banana, Fana, Bofisma. Anyway, yeah.
So he received these documents, producer received these documents, and then the producer decided, because Tucker Carlson was out maybe with the campaign or something, away from where he normally is, so they... Instead of making a copy
somewhere
of these documents,
Vineyard, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, well, instead of doing the sensible thing, which is to make copies, to scan the documents, and then to email them to Tucker or to put them in a Dropbox folder or something like that, they stuck them in the mail in a FedEx.
No, it was with a private company lost it.
Yeah, okay, so it was like FedEx or something like that. And so in transit, suddenly...
A big black dog ate it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and there's a very easy to understand secret to all of this, which is that, well, let me just back up. What happened was somewhere along the line, and they traced this back, allegedly, that the envelope was tampered with, unsealed, and the documents were removed from the envelope.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere.
Sure they were.
Yeah. You know what this is? Let's call this exactly what it is. This is a rat fuck from start to
Capone's. It's Capone's vault.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Well, this is the whole point of this is so Tucker Carlson can get onto his, I don't know how, but one of the highest rated cable news shows on television right now,
right.
His 8 o'clock show on, or whatever it is, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock on Fox News Channel. And say that I've got damaging documents about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. That was the entire point, to say I have documents that are damaging to the Democratic nominee and his son, who we've been trying to demonize and vilify for 2 years now. And so that's the rat fuck. Yeah.
We should remember that there was a lawsuit that Fox won because nobody can credibly believe anything that comes out of Tucker Carlson's mouth.
That's true.
Yeah, but that's like we're back to the Mueller saying, you know, Donnie's too stupid to commit a crime.
Right.
I mean, since when is that? Since, I don't know, last I checked, you know, if ignorance of the law does not exempt you.
So Rocky Mountain Mike tweeted this. This month, Jody Hamilton lost Tab and Tucker Carlson lost his documentation on Hunter Biden. This is the most Tab Hunter month since 1962.
Yeah.
Oh, where's that?
Nicely done.
Well done.
Well played, sir.
So,
do you know the difference between Tucker Carlson and a neti pot?
What?
Nothing.
One is a lukewarm nasal douche, and yet there's a neti pot.
All right.
I made that up. Thank you. Thank you.
So
you have no idea how hard it is to use one of those when you have teeny tiny forearms.
Try the veal.
Well, here's an example of the rat fuck. I tweeted this earlier today. I said, I received documents from a secret source proving that Trump is a cave troll. But when I tried to post the evidence, it mysteriously vanished, including the copy on my drive. So make sure you spread the word. Trump is a cave troll and there's proof. That is a rat fuck. That is the ability to just say it. That's the whole point of it. There doesn't have to be documents because we're talking about people who believe that Donald Trump is giving them jetpacks made of beef or whatever the hell he's promising from day to day. So these are people who are willing to accept whatever their overlords tell them, whatever their cult leaders tell them, including Tucker Carlson. I just can't believe going back to like, David, you remember back in like Blogosphere 1.0, I thought Tucker Carlson for sure was just doomed after that Jon Stewart appearance on Crossfire. Remember that?
No, he's independently wealthy and those guys always bob back up to the top like unflushable turds. You know?
That's right.
His mama was the Swanson's frozen food TV dinner heiress. And that money, I mean, he, like, really. Yeah. I mean, he has to work to lose money.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's so, like, those guys, in society the way it is now, you know, really, those are also the guys that own the networks and, you know, sell the commercials to the pharmaceutical companies. And
so, Mary, what is the deal with Jared Kushner inside the family? What do you know? What's the inside scoop of, about Jared Kushner? Is he as big an idiot as they say, or what's the story?
Actually, I've never met him.
Really? Not even at the wedding?
No, and there were like 3 billion people at the wedding.
Right.
And I was seated in Arkansas. so I was kind of far
Storage
away
B.
from the... Yes, exactly. Mm. Storage B. So, and honestly, it was the first time I'd seen anybody in my family in... 9 years.
Oh my God.
And the last time had been during their depositions in a lawsuit. So I didn't feel really comfortable. And, you know, I just didn't, it just felt weird to go up and say hi to my cousins that whom I hadn't seen in so long.
Right.
And the second time I saw him was at the White House in April 2017 when we were having my aunt's birthday party there.
Mm.
And Jared, Ivanka, Donnie, Larry, you know, all they never came anywhere near me. So didn't even talk to them.
See, I'm thinking Jared, like, Jared accidentally ate a candle as part of his slice of cake. Like,
he is melting. It's true. I mean, this to me is like a perfect distillation of who he is. Mm. He came into the dining room in the middle of the meal, ignored everybody, walked over to Donald, whispered into his ear for a little bit, and Ivanka clapped her hands together and said, "Oh, he's back from the Middle East." And then he left and he totally ignored the guests of honor, who were my aunts, who were there celebrating their birthday. So, you know, and of course, Donnie ran after him like a puppy. But I think Jared is an idiot, but I also think that he's not as much of an idiot as his father-in-law.
I see. Okay, well, right. That's a really high bar to clear on the
I was just saying, he seems so, like, water tetrazzini of a guy that you could meet him and then meet him again and be like, have I met you before? Like, you know, like, every time he talks, it's just like when you hold the seashell up to your ear.
I love the water tetrazzini metaphor. That's so perfect. Well, apparently
he's just like the blandest human being on the planet. And then he talks in that sweet little girly voice. And it's just...
I thought the funniest thing in the world was, and again, sometimes I go back, especially this past week or so, I've been going back and recapping some of the things from the last 3.5 years. One of the things that stands out with Jared Kushner is John Oliver's usage of Gilbert Gottfried's voice.
Yes.
On Jared's face.
Do you have a reliable link to that? Ben, every now and then, is like, can you play the Jared voice? And
I'm sure it's on YouTube. It's got to be on YouTube. Absolutely on YouTube.
My name is Jared Kushner. I deal in diversified stocks and holdings.
So Jared is also, this guy, in addition to being wet tetrazzini, he is a flaming racist, apparently, because he's talking about how black Americans are complaining about inequality and racism in the country, suggesting black Americans don't want success enough.
Yeah, he's really clawed his way up from third base.
The
mighty climb. Yeah, I mean, from Colgate to Pepperdine to,
the toxic misapprehension when it comes to race in this country is just staggering to see this. And you know, I wasn't as shocked as some people when they saw this Jared Kushner story come out, because I know, because I've run into people like that who just don't understand. Well, the reason the African-American community in this country is poorer than the white people is that they just don't want it enough. They're just lazy. At the same time, Jared also said this. This is also just absolutely breathtaking to behold, that Jared Kushner bragged back in April that Donald Trump has taken back the country from the doctors.
Yeah.
So this,
asshole.
Again, here we go. This is the entire COVID plan.
Yep.
Just sit back and wait to die. for Donald Trump's economy. That's the entire drive behind all of this. Stop
Come to the boat parade in your little dinghy.
Boat parade. Yeah, boat parade.
Boat parade. Looking for directions to the boat parade.
So in the meantime, I don't know if you guys noticed, but the commander of the Space Force has tested positive for COVID.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, one of the commanders of the brand new Space Force has got it. They can't protect themselves.
Space Force.
Yeah, there it is.
Space Force.
Does that mean he's potentially off-planet now? Has he left? Has he been in orbit or anything?
Yes, he's... Yeah, the commander of Space Force is spreading COVID to Mars just in time for Elon Musk
for
to
us.
Populate the planet. All right.
I got to mention that one Fox News guy,
yeah.
Greg something or other, who like Jarrett. Was getting ready to file
Jarrett,
his report about Joe Biden that he felt like was going to be just the death blow, and all of a sudden the lights in his house went off and his internet went down,
yeah.
And he was like... They're controlling my home internet. He's like standing in the street, tweeting
God.
On his phone.
So demoralizing.
Yeah.
That guy's got a journalism job and I don't.
Again, that's what they're doing. It's a rat fuck. That's all they want their audience to know is they've got evidence. You don't need to see the evidence. Why bother mm-hmm. looking at the evidence? Because you know it to be true already. So it doesn't make any sense to even have to present the evidence to their people. They just say, oh, it was stolen. The dog ate it. I accidentally deleted it when I was clearing out my, internet history of
eight
all the
laptops
porn. Yeah.
From a blind guy in Connecticut.
All right, well, now that we've said goodbye to summer, it's time for things to get back into our everyday autumn groove. The kids are back in school, and the leaves are falling to their deaths. You can hear them screaming. And with so much changing around us, it's increasingly difficult to find that extra time for you, the time you need to take care of yourself and to look your best. With Plexiderm, all you need is 10 minutes, and you're going to look 10 years younger. Plexiderm is a clinically studied serum that gives your appearance the right kind of changes, visibly reduce wrinkles, fine lines, and even under-eye bags in just minutes. Take up to 10 years off your appearance in less than 10 minutes. The results are going to last for hours, so you can take the family apple picking or whatever and look your best the whole time. You can try a 6-application trial pack for just $14.95 with free shipping when you visit buyplx.com/sexyliberal or call 1-800-685-1292 and say the code sexyliberal. This order also comes with free shipping and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Make those wrinkles, lines, and under-eye bags disappear with Plexiderm. Visit buyplx.com/sexyliberal or call 800-685-1292 and say the code sexyliberal at checkout. Thank you.
Bob Seska!
There's no stopping me, nothing's too tough. They can't hold me down cause I'll step up.
I rise up, I rise up.
There's a fire in my veins they can't stomp out. I burn so bright that I have no doubt.
I rise up, I rise up.
Cause
yeah, it's the Bitter Elegance, I Rise Up from Hiding in the Spotlight. Yes, David?
This is really, really good. It's right up my alley. This is right what we're doing right now, this kind of like new wave.
Turn it up.
I want to hear some more. Admit it,
yeah.
You guys are chair dancing, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah,
we
play a lot of the Bitter Elegance here on the show. One of our faves, bobseska.com/music. If you want to submit your songs
great.
To the show, we've got an indie music countdown coming up on Sunday, November 1st.
I'm writing it down.
What's that? The album is called Hiding in the Spotlight. The song is called I Rise Up, and there are like my stupid Twitter handle. There are underscores in that. It's I_rise_up. That is the
I thought you were going to say, like, my stupid penis every morning. Rise up.
I will say this. You're half right. My penis is a moron. I just want to let you know that.
Aren't they all? That.
Yes. They're just such an idiot. So, Trump, your Uncle Donald.
I'm sorry. We've got, Donald Trump's niece on as our special guest today, and we're now
talking about the relative IQs of our dicks. Yes.
I'm so glad that you brought up my penis when we've got Mary Trump on the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
So your Uncle Donald listed ending COVID as an accomplishment. So I guess we're done. That's it.
Yeah, we're done.
It's over.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
See
you.
Bye.
Don't worry.
There will be.
Are you guys sick of hearing me talk about the fact that I read this big history of the 1918 pandemic before all this started, and now I totally regret it?
Yeah.
This is exactly what happened. It's exactly what happened.
Yep.
Like, oh, yeah, Easter, Woodrow Wilson spring, was
that was
really
a preview for what's coming this fall. That was just the opening act.
Yeah.
Like, it is going to be, like, blood and mayhem. And
well, we've already exceeded. We've already exceeded the highest day of infections here. I mean, it's a brand new record every day. Donald Trump's screaming about how wonderful the GDP is, and all it required is, you know, 71,000 people to contract the virus yesterday. And they're officially going for the herd immunity thing now. I mean, this has become the official word out of the White House.
For fuck's sake.
Not necessarily from the president, but from White House staff, other sources. Yeah, exactly. And so the thing that's the most tragic about this, beyond just the very fact that the president has just surrendered to this virus, I mean, we're just giving up. But beyond that, we've got his Supreme Court now on the verge of repealing the Affordable Care Act. And what that means is that even those of us who are in good standing with our insurance companies, who've been paying our premiums and receiving care and doing what we need to do, trying to stay healthy and so on, even those of us who have policies already are in danger of being priced out of them, especially if we're infected at some point with COVID. Even if we survive, even if we have no symptoms, the very fact that we got COVID could convince insurance companies, after the Affordable Care Act goes away, to spike our premiums and spike our out-of-pocket expenses, co-pays and co-insurances. Without the ACA consumer protections in place, that's inevitable. I mean, I'm fully prepared for the fact that, you know, even though I do have a couple of pre-existing conditions, if I were to somehow be infected with COVID at some point, that would further increase the
is being a big dummy a pre-existing condition, Bob?
No, well, partly. I mean, if it depends on which body part you're talking about. As we already said, you know. But anyway. Those of us who are secure in our insurance may end up getting priced out of it. And that doesn't even include people who will lose their insurance and then not be able to get new insurance because no more protections for people with pre-existing conditions. And so what I would like to see is to see more people on especially television news talking about those consumer protections. And though I wonder if it's too late, because already the oral arguments start on November 10th in this ACA case, and probably the decision we're looking at maybe June sometime next year. I'm not sure exactly what the rollout is in terms of when they decide. But if it turns,
you know, if we have four more justices by next June, you know, I mean, it may.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Bob, a friend of mine posted that her son was born with a pre-existing condition before the ACA, and he couldn't. Basically, it was an outie belly button, and they deemed that something horrific, and so therefore he couldn't get insurance until he was like almost 8 months old.
Oh my God!
Which is ridiculous. But then a friend of mine posted on her. He says, "Well, even if they take the ACA away, it's not going. It'll still be everything. Will still be protected until there's a new plan." I'm like, "What laws are repealed that have new plans waiting in the wings, and that's the only way?" It's repealed. I'm like, what the fuck is he? This is, and he's a Fox viewer, and he's gonna vote for your uncle, Mary, unfortunately. And it's like, what are you? I literally said, what laws are repealed only if there's a new law to back it up?
Oh my God.
Yeah, the ignorance, like, the willful ignorance.
Yeah.
And this is a smart person.
Laws are like, what's her name? That was in Mad Men, the wife.
Oh, yeah.
She's like a sloth. She's not gonna leave her tree until she's got another tree lined up.
Right, right.
They think laws are like that.
Well, I mean, there is no plan. There is no replacement plan. Even if Joe Biden comes along and proposes BidenCare to replace the Affordable Care Act, say
it's got
to
pass. Yeah,
it's got to pass. It took almost a year to get the ACA through a Congress that featured a Democratic Senate with 59 to 60 Democratic seats in the United States Senate. And even that was a nearly impossible lift. Even with that margin for the Democrats in both chambers of Congress, it took forever. We had to drag people like Joe Lieberman and Max Baucus over the line. We just had to drag them kicking and screaming into passing.
I'm hoping you say we had to drag Joe Lieberman behind a pickup truck on a gravel road.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
He would just fall apart anyway. Yeah. One of the things, I want to circle back to Scott Atlas for just a second, though, because part of what is so appalling to me about this administration's failures is the smallness of the president's worldview. It's like he's like, oh, you're a doctor.
Say something else. Sorry.
Yeah, well, it's kind of, I believe there's a you know, proportional relationship between the smallness of his worldview and the mediocre nature of his penis. Yeah, I'm not to say that. But he's always just like, you know, oh, this guy's going to be my social media director. He was my caddy back in Jersey. And like, you know, just... We're going to put the inauguration in charge of a wedding, Eric's wedding planner. And, you know, Scott Atlas was on Fox News. He's a doctor.
Yeah.
You know, he'll know how to be the head of the COVID task
force. Oh, and he's good looking. You know, he's central casting.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
But David, man, you're totally right. And that's always been one of the biggest problems, just as my grandfather was. Donald is an incredibly provincial person.
Mm-hmm.
And think about it. He goes from Mar-a-Lago to golf clubs to, I hate saying this, the White House, mm-hmm, to golf clubs to Mar-a-Lago. I mean,
yeah.
What does he ever experience in his life?
Right, right. And the other problem is, too, given that sheltered perspective on the world that he has, it's even further sheltered by the fact that everything Donald Trump knows about politics is based on what he sees on Fox News Channel. More or less. I mean, obviously, there's some other information that kind of works its way past the brain worms and gets in there. I mean, that's why he's got Scott Atlas in there, because he saw Scott Atlas on Fox News Channel. So he's got to get that guy. I mean, that's one of the major symptoms.
That guy looks cool.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like a 9-year-old.
Well, it's like Mary said, central casting. But it's like his entire perspective on how the presidency should be is based on the model of a television cable news pundit, because that's generally how he behaves. It's this attitude where, you know, he's a hammer and everything's a nail. So we got to, everything's an enemy and we've got to yell constantly. He's just behaving like he should have an AM talk radio show rather than...
It's that old school white guy reptile brain.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's like they're either like groveling at your feet or hacking at your throat. It's one or the other.
Right, you know? Yeah. Yeah.
And but, you know, to someone who is so reliant on central casting, what does Trump think he looks like? A central casting of what? Because to me, he looks like a central casting of a used car salesman who's going to sell you, you know, something that's going to die before it even leaves the lot.
Yeah.
And I keep having to wonder, like, where have people's instincts gone on that?
Well, you know what? I just looked up and noticed the time. So we're running a little bit late, and I have to I have to give Mary the opportunity to bail out here and now. Unless you want to stay for the post-mortem show, do you want to stick around or do you have to go?
I would absolutely love to, but I am actually late for something. So I'm really sorry.
Oh my god. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you late. Is it?
No. I made me late. I didn't want to leave, so it's totally my fault.
It's not Lawrence O'Donnell, is it?
Probably somebody important. Yeah. It's probably somebody important.
Right.
Not nearly as important as you guys. So, yeah, seriously.
If it's our number, will you give him a kiss for me?
All right. Well, thank you to the great Mary Trump for...
This is a blast.
This is the
Do things that are fun very often, so this was awesome for me.
No,
I've been killing it.
This is entirely selfish, honestly.
These last several nights I've seen you on MSNBC, you are just killing it. You are
just
knocking the points out there, and God, I can't remember who you were talking to yesterday, but he was like, I never thought of it that way. I'm like, go Mary,
I have to say this, you are one of the heroes in this dark ride, and we are all so grateful for your contribution. The fact that you have stuck your neck out like this, put yourself on the line, especially when it comes to your own family members, and that is immensely, immensely patriotic. So thank you again, Mary. You are the real deal.
Thanks, you guys rock, and thank you for having me.
Any Thursday we are here and welcome.
Bye.
There she goes. The great Mary Trump. Holy God, that was so much
fun.
That
was so cool. Oh, my God, that was so cool. I'm just such a dork. I'm so cool. Oh, she's back.
Yeah. Oh, is she? Oh, yeah. There, no.
Well, I see her.
Okay,
but
yeah.
But I don't hear her. Maybe she hears us, and now she's just going to listen to us.
Okay, no. There she goes. Okay.
There she goes.
Yeah. Right.
That was so cool.
We will never be able to top this. You know that, Goth Ninjas,
that's
right?
It. We're done. We're done.
This
is the last episode of your show. It's over now.
This goes back to what
this
I was saying.
This is being edited on a library computer in purgatory.
Yeah. I mean, this is basically like what Mary was saying about not being able to conceptualize anything past November 3rd. Because I can't conceptualize doing the Thursday show again. But yeah, we're going to do, obviously, we'll be back next Thursday. And I hope we'll be back next Thursday.
Drunk and happy.
In a celebratory mood. I mean, yeah. that's going to be the big deal. And you know what?
Well, I won't be drunk, but hopefully happy.
Well, we're going to try
you
to put...
You guys don't miss drunk, David. Trust me on this.
I probably should have mentioned this to you before we started the show, but I'm trying to put together a roundtable for Wednesday. So I may be contacting you both to maybe to join me and Kimberly for a roundtable to recap where we are with the election on the day
I'm
after.
Doing my show when you normally do it on Wednesday now, since I'm not doing it on Tuesday because of the election. So
okay.
Both of my hosts will be
with
me.
Buzz.
You just want to sit with Buzz? Well, Buzz can't do it either. Buzz has got his Buzz Burbank News and Comments
already.
I
have to bring the Werther's Toffees.
Makes me laugh. Okay. All right. Well, the postmortem show is coming up next on our Patreon page. Don't miss it. BobSeska.com or what? Wrong website. BobSeskaShow.com is the website. Patreon.com/BobSeskaShow is the other way to get there. Also at BobSeska.com, just beneath the logo, the all caps Patreon link. You sign up at $5 a month, you get 2 postmortem shows every week. You sign up at $10 a month, you get the 2 postmortem shows plus the Friday after party. I don't know if there's going to be an after party tomorrow because everything is up in the air with Kimberly. So I guess you're just going to have to wait and find out. Meanwhile, Jody's at from-the-bunker.com. David is at patreon.com/theTrexReport. Also at astralsummer.bandcamp.com. That's it. Take care, guys. See you on Monday. Bye-bye. With so many changes going on in the world nowadays, it feels like every day there's something new. But there's one thing that you can count on. It's that looking good often makes you feel really good, too. And we could all use just a little bit more of that. If you have under eye bags, dark circles, or crow's feet, imagine that those things are gone, vanished, without making an appointment with a plastic surgeon or leaving the house. It's called Plexiderm, a clinically studied serum that visibly reduces the signs of aging in just 10 minutes and lasts up to 10 hours. Add some confidence in your life, knowing you look your best, even if you're having a makeup-free day. Plexiderm goes on clear, so nobody's going to know that you're using it unless you tell them, and that's why guys like it too. And Plexiderm works great with oil-free makeup. Today, you can try a 6-day application trial pack for just $14.95 with free shipping when you visit www.buyplx.com/voices or call 800-685-1292 and give the code Voices. Order today. Shipping is free and it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Make those wrinkles, lines, and under-eye bags disappear with Plexiderm. Visit buyplx.com/voices or call 800-685-1292 and say the code Voices at checkout. Thank you.